Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST. QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is N7IVV, November 7, India, Victor, Victor. My name is Brad. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4PA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, and it uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz. That's 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed hams, FARA members or not, for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as operating procedures, communication modes, activities, radios, antennas, computer software, and other similar information related to amateur radio activities. We also welcome short announcements regarding ham-related equipment wanted to buy or sell. If you are a member of FARA, please also use the club's groups.io forum to post full details of your item or items. I'm thinking there should be some announcements, and I'm completely drawing a blank on them. My apologies. Where are we here? Today is November 2nd. I guess the only thing to say is get out and vote on Tuesday for the candidate of your choice, whoever that might be. Club meeting the following Thursday, the 10th of November. And we also are sorry to say that we lost a member of the community and also a member of our club. And I'm going to go ahead and read Rich's email that he sent out. Many of you probably have seen it, but just in case you haven't, quote, I received a call from FARA club member Karen Russo, W4KRN, informing me that her husband Jim, K4JJR, had passed away. Jim had a stroke a few weeks ago and had been recovering and undergoing rehabilitation in a few care facilities before taking a turn for the worse. He died Monday afternoon after being admitted to the emergency room. Arrangements are being made with Mosher Funeral Home. The dates and times for the viewing and funeral should be known in a few days. So we'll keep everyone posted there. There's a post on the groups.io site concerning that. So our condolences and sympathies go out to Karen and also the rest of her family on that. Let's see. I guess we'll just dive into check-ins for now, and I'll bring up the topic we're going to talk about here in a little bit. And with that said, go ahead and take check-ins from anybody who is on Echolink or mobile at this time. Call me now, N7IVB.
KY4OP, mobile. No comment tonight.
Okay, Nick, got you in there for mobile and no comments, and thanks for stopping. Would you give me a call at your convenience? I'm going to run something by you about something for the 4-H Club. All right, general check-ins now. N7IVV, go ahead. This is K1HTV.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-Ray. No comment.
K2PI.
W4RKU.
K3FR.
N2NIR, no comment.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel. No comment this evening, Brad.
Okay, maybe I should announce the topic before we take check-ins. That might bring some more people out of the woodwork. K1HTV, K04WYX, Matt, K2PI, Harv, W4RKU, Kevin, K3FR, Ron, N2NAR, Mike, no comment, KM4OZH, Gil, no comment. The topic tonight is basically just talking about your favorite place to buy gear or electronic stuff. Stores, online, whatever. Not, of course, an endorsement for any one place or even a... well, I suppose we can rag on people if we want to. But we're not trying to either drum up or drum out business for somebody. But anyway, any comments you might have on your favorite places to buy gear would be a good idea for anybody listening who may be new. I see most of the people we have checked in tonight are old-timers. Anybody else wants to check in tonight? N7IVV, go ahead.
KX4O.
4BCN.
KO4VNZ.
Okay, KX4O, John, KO4BCN, Mike, and KO4VNZ, Chuck. I guess we'll just go ahead and dive in. I'll make any comments as we go if I feel like commenting. I'll let you guys comment first. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. So on to K1HTV. Rich, how are you doing this evening? Go ahead.
Hey, Brad. This is K1HTV in Amosville. Doing okay. Very saddened by the news call from Karen, W4KRN, this morning. I was on the radio with Andy and chatting, and then she called. I had to put him aside and talked with her for quite a bit. So I will let you know when I hear something about the funeral. You'll probably catch it quicker than me. If you go to the Moser site, she was supposed to be speaking to the folks over in Moser Funeral Home this afternoon. So in the next day or so, you should see something posted at the Moser site. As far as activity, first of all, I find myself purchasing quite a bit from HRO, just that because they're in-state, at least one of their stores in-state, and have to do the business in-state and out-of-state. So when I need parts, antennas, antenna parts, and SDRs and things like that, I've pretty much, if I had to buy a piece of equipment, I use HRO. Sometimes from DX Engineering, I bought some hardware needed, but their prices tend to be inflated. What else? See, DX happening, Rick BK9CM on 30 meters this afternoon on FT8. It's in Christmas Island, which is about 1,000 miles northwest of Perth, Australia, in the Indian Ocean. That was a really long-haul opening. Also worked J28 Mike Delta on 20-meter sideband from Djibouti, and also worked them on 40-meter FT8. And Djibouti is sort of next to Eritrea and Ethiopia on the northeastern part of the African continent. 10 has been good, 12 has been good. Solar flux up in the 130 mark, so things are going well propagation wise. That's it for now. Back to net control from K1HTV.
Okay. Thanks, Rich. I'm sorry. I'm sitting here looking at something. I tried to replace/upgrade the wireless card in my laptop, and of course ended up buying the wrong one. And I'm looking at what might be the right one, and strangely enough, it's labeled, the antenna ports are labeled main and aux. I suppose it doesn't matter, but anyway, sorry. KO4WIX and 7IBB, go ahead. Or did he say in and out? Oh, well, we'll come back to him if he's around. K2PI, Harv, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is K2PI, and I'm very sorry to hear about Jim. He was a real gentleman and always such a nice person when I saw him. And really my condolences to Karen, W4KRN. It's very sad news. So that is a definite difficult thing to hear, but I was lucky to have heard it earlier today from Rich. And hopefully as many of us as can will show up to support Karen if they have an open viewing here in town at Moser's. Let's see. Favorite place to buy things. Well, I mean, I think Ham Radio Outlet, which is a local store here in Virginia, is the one I want to patronize the most. And I've always had great service from them. They've always had good prices, and they have a pretty good stock. And, of course, if you want to get in your car and drive a little bit, you can actually be there. And I've done that a few times recently, which really makes a big difference for me. If it's sort of exotic, DX related or antenna related, I do go to DX Engineering, and they've got a really good stock and a number of different things there. But as Rich said, their prices tend to be a little higher. They ship very quickly, though, and I'm pretty happy with them. So those are the two go-tos for me. Rich has mentioned Djibouti brought back a little bit of a memory. I was chased by pirates off the coast of Djibouti. I was in a small craft, and we had to flee
from some pirates that were off the coast there, and they tried to intercept our boat. So I have great memories of Djibouti that are really fond, but that's not one of them. Back to net, N7IVV, K2PI.
Okay, Harb, well, thank you. Isn't it interesting, the experiences that we have in our lives and that we can share with people, at least as far as possible. I imagine you probably can't discuss it too much, but still, it's just amazing to think that, yep, there are still pirates out there, and people have experiences like that and whatnot. So, yeah, as far as purchasing and whatnot, I tend to be like you, Harb, especially, and Rich. I patronize HRO because, well, they are right there when I feel like going for a ride, but also they ship very quickly. I can get stuff, you know, almost next day, if not that, the day after. And frankly, it's just not worth driving over there, even on the occasion that I have to pay shipping. Since, you know, what is it, over $50, or maybe it's $100 you have to go to get free shipping. But I also use DX Engineering back when I'm building, was building antennas, because that's where you can go to get the aluminum tubes that telescope into each other real easily. You can buy them anywhere, but their prices, I guess, are better than having to go to some sort of a manufacturer, even though you do have to pay shipping for those. But let's see, R and L, yeah, they're out of Ohio. Their prices are comparable to HRO. The shipping is good. They also kind of have the same sort of free shipping pricing and whatnot, so they're good. Pieces and parts, hey, you never know. DigiKey, Jameco, you name it. There's all kinds of options out there. 24R, let's go back. KO4WIX, are you back with us, or did I just completely miss you? Go ahead. Okay, he's gone. 24RKU and 7IVV, go ahead.
And 7IVV, W4RKU in the net. Good evening, Brad. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Yeah, first off, I'd like to, my thoughts and condolences are with Karen tonight, and that was a shock. As for shopping, I like to use HRO as much as possible, but, for example, it's great when you need something quick. I tend to, frankly, the one thing that kind of gets me with HRO is their shipping costs, where the others, like Gigaparts, I've used a number of times, and DX Engineering, look for the lowest price most of the time I'll get my stuff from DX Engineering. That's where I've gotten, I'd say, a good amount of my stuff. So, and RL is good. Got stuff from there, too. But that's just me. I wish I could just ignore how much the shipping was. Did CWT today, bands were good, noisy, but good, and last night I worked the Expedition, the 5 Victor 7, 5 Victor 7 Romeo uniform, the Expedition and Togo, both a P8 and CW, so I bagged him both ways. And so that was cool. He was real strong too on CW. Wasn't too hard to get him. And there were a lot of people getting him, so I was finally glad he was able to pick up my call split. So that's all I have for tonight. I'll turn it back over to you, Brad, N7IVD, W4RKU, VectorNet.
Okay, Kevin. Yeah, you mentioned, I think, that you worked at Togo Station, was it 5 Victor 7 or vice versa or something? I picked them up, 5 Victor 7 RU, picked them up this morning at, this afternoon, I guess, about 2 o'clock, and got lucky there. I was on 17 meters, so I think that puts me at 199 countries total, but you know, some of them are not verified because they're not on the AWRL site. I just not on LOTW. And so I suppose if I really wanted to, I would have to do the old-fashioned QSL card route. But anyway. K3FR, Ron, nice to have you with us tonight. Hope things are going well. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. And so I have AVK3FR. Yeah, and I'll chime in with condolences for Karen and her family. I'm a bit new to the club, so I didn't really know Jim or have any contact with him. But I'm sure that being a good, upstanding ham, he was quite a good person to know. Well, let's see. Purchasing. Recent, okay, I've pretty much just bought from HRO over in Woodbridge, but my track, I was able to, I should say my relocations occasionally, I was able to shop at Salem, New Hampshire, HRO, as well as the, I think it was Santa Clara, California. They don't have anybody in any stores in the Bay Area anymore, but they used to have one there. Let's see, also have shopped at Ross Distributing in Rexburg, Idaho. I think they're closed up now. And Quimet, I know that they're closed up or changed focus in San Jose. of course, going back a little bit further than that, I'll pull in Harrison Radio in New York City. Both had a lot of fun with my dad shopping on Canal Street in New York City, and when I was in college at Drexel, Arch Street in Philadelphia. So I've been around a bit, mostly here in the East, but I really enjoy the work, and I'm comfortable with doing HRO. They didn't have a jumper cable that I wanted for the auto tuner I had here, and they found out that there was one up in Delaware, so they had that shipped down directly. I came, I think, within one day. So I'm very, very happy with the HRO group over there. Back here, Brad, I haven't been playing much with ham radio yet this week. And so an IVV K3FR.
All right, very good, Ron. Thank you. I just remembered that I actually have something to post for a for sale, but it's not for sale, it's free. This is you're all opportunity to dive into the hobby and the realm of 3D printing. I actually have a 3D printer, believe it or not, that I'm willing to give away. I have purchased three 3D printers in the last few years, and I don't need, well, four if you count the resin printer that I have too. I just flat out don't need it, and quite honestly, it's just more trouble to worry about selling it. I did soon give it to somebody who would like to get into the hobby. If anybody's interested and is taking notes, I'll of course put this up on the groups.io, but it's an Artillery Sidewinder X1, and it's actually a pretty good sized format. It's like, I don't know, 300 millimeters by 300 millimeters on the bed. By like 400 tall up here. We got the urge to print something real tall. So if you want to do the math, I can't think that fast, but it's 10 inches in diameter, 10 inches maximum each way, I think. But anyway, it's, you know, it works fine. I think it needs to have a firmware reset because it's gotten a little cantankerous. But anyway, if you're interested, you can call me, send me an email. I'll post details up on the groups.io site. But it is free, and it does work. I just... anyway, call me. Let's see, N2NER, KM4ZH, guys, thanks a lot. KX4O, John, you're up. Go ahead, thanks.
Well, good evening, everyone. Yeah, we lost a good friend in Jim. He was one of the most polite people I've ever met. I'm going to miss him. Him and Karen, of course, had their interesting activities together. They were a very cute couple. And, very sad. I liked Jim's approach to a lot of things, and hopefully we'll learn more about his career and other things that you all may not know about in the upcoming days. Best place to buy parts, I would say DX Engineering is probably number one, only because they ship blazing fast and usually free the amounts of money I spend there. HRO, I do go there occasionally for things that I know I can leave my hands on, like antennas and things. But I have a whole bunch of other Gigaparts and others that I have purchased in the past. Like, for example, when I picked up the last couple of Kenwood 710 radios that were made, I picked up two from some place that had a few in stock, so I go with where you can get stuff sometimes. Anyway, that's about it. We'll go back to that, KX4O.
Okay, John, thank you so much for that. Mike, KM4BCN, how are you tonight? Good to hear you. Go ahead.
Brad, I would like that printer if I'm first in line. I've been doing a lot of prototyping stuff. I just got myself a sheet metal bender as well, so I can make some boxes and some other stuff like that to try to build a portable. I'm building a portable station up. I got my PA500 for my TX500 today, so we'll see how that all comes together. It's been a fun design process. So I'm working on that. For parts and such, DigiKey is one of my favorites. For little pieces and little bits, I actually get a lot of stuff from Adafruit as well for these kind of projects, for the Raspberry Pi type stuff. QRP Labs, I've gotten a few things from them, including the PA500. Who else have I been working with? And, of course, HRO. I mean, nothing beats walking in there and looking at the stuff. And if I order it at the right time of day, it can show up here in Visto the very next day. So I don't feel too bad paying the paying the shipping sometimes, but it is nice to drive down there. Otherwise, I've just been playing a lot on FT8 today. 17 meter was a pretty big zoo earlier. I got some neat contacts. Couldn't quite break through to the guy in wherever it was. It was some random African country that I had never heard of, actually. I didn't quite make that one. But I did get to Canary Islands today, so pretty neat. KO4BCN, back to net.
Sounds like somebody has pushed the talk button that's sticking. All right, folks, we have a winner.
Give me a call, Mike, and we'll make arrangements to make that swap. And that's a pretty good trade. That little aluminum part you cut for me for this, that works out real well. And all right, KO4BNZ, Chuck, go ahead. What you got up tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KO4BNZ. Like everyone else, condolences to Jim's family. Not much. It's been nice taking it easy after the last couple crazy days. I was outside cutting up a bunch of limbs that had blown down recently. As far as the question, I'm really too new. I think I'm now in my 11th month as a ham, and I just haven't purchased that much. I have a DX Engineering catalog here. I paid one visit to the candy store. And what little equipment I have, most of it's been purchased with gift cards from Amazon. Let me deposit a nickel. Let's see what else. That's about it. I want to thank Brad for offering me his antenna, but as you see, I'm really bad at checking my emails, and I got that too late to act on it. And thanks for mentioning the election Tuesday. I'll be working the election Tuesday, but I'm looking forward to early Tuesday morning. There will be a full lunar eclipse. So if you all enjoy lunar eclipse, look to the west about an hour or two before sunset and or sunrise, and you should see a full lunar eclipse. That's about it for me. This is KO4VNZ back to net.
Okay, Chuck, that's great. I thanks for the reminder on the eclipse. I must have missed that in the little news blurbs that I get periodically. Are you sure? We can't have an eclipse when the moon is three-quarters. You sure it's tomorrow? Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. You said it was next week. I'm going to get off the radio now and just kind of go in my kitchen, in my corner, and suck my thumb because I just can't quite think straight. Thanks for that, Chuck. All right, that was the end of our list. Any other check-ins tonight or rechecks? That's 7IBV. Go ahead.
W8BT.
KD4SV.
W8BT.
Okay, Travis, got you. W8BT and Dave, KD4SV. What you up to tonight, Travis? Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Brad and Alma and Nat. I just wanted to pass along my condolences to Karen and her family. I think it was just about a year ago I went over to Jim's house and helped him raise up a push-up mast on the back of his shed. So, you know, I was incredibly saddened to see the news today. As far as buying stuff, I could probably hit the same thing everybody else has pretty much said so far, but nobody's mentioned I've actually been a big eBay buyer and also off of forums, you know, like our, not so much necessarily our group. I've gotten a lot of free stuff from the groups IO or the Reflector before that, but as well, I haven't actually purchased anything yet, but I see a lot of good stuff come up on the Pack Rats Reflector. But that's about it for me this week. Anyway, N7IVV, W8BT.
Okay, Travis, thanks for jumping in and for your comments. KD4SV, Dave, good to hear from you tonight. Everything's going there.
Well, it's great to be on. This is KD4SV. We're about ready to move out of Warrington after 30-some years. Moving down to I don't want to say Sunset Beach, near Myrtle Beach. My daughter lives in Sunset Beach. But anyway, yeah, we're moving out and looking forward to it after 33 years or so here, living here in Warrington, and a member of the first radio club. I remember years ago when it was started, we used to meet up at the Red Cross building up there on Culpeper Street. But that was a long time ago. And so anyway, one of the reasons I wanted to get on here, I have a dual band 442 meter Yagi antenna sitting here in the apartment. I need to get rid of it, and also a whole bunch of transceivers, you know, got a wall of transceivers, and I don't know what to do with them, so I got to get rid of them. I'm moving out of here on Friday or Saturday, so if anybody's interested in the, you know, a theme, you know, cool banner, nice one with a rotator, and associated parts, give me a call. If you, Rich is on there all the time, and if you call Rich and give me information, he can let me know what's going on. Anyhow, it's talking too much, so I want to say 7-3 to you guys, and enjoyed living here in Warrington for 30-some years and being a member of the Ferro Club. So back to net control, KD4SV.
Well, okay, Dave. Best of luck to you. And hopefully we'll run into you on Echolink or some other way and
And so see if you can do that. Don't be a complete stranger. And I guess you can coordinate with Rich, I suppose, one way or another. Give him a list of what you got there that needs to be have its disposition, whatever, you know what I mean. Anyway, good luck to you. All right, last call in 7IVV. Go ahead. Okay, folks, thanks for checking in tonight. This is N7IVV, and this has been the Fox Amateur Radio Association General Service Net, which we hold every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. On this repeater. We also have a general technical services net on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. as well. If you want further information about FARA itself or our nets or whatever, you can get on our website, of course, at w4va.org. And if you have specific questions, you can send us an email at faranet@w4va.org. That's Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango by faranet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, again, this is N7IVV closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a good evening and a nominal tomorrow.
Thanks, Brad. 73 K2PS.